For my next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the remains of Hurricane Beryl move north, millions of people are still sweating it out in the aftermath. ABC's Victor Okendo's in Houston.
Debris flying through the air, power lines down, buildings damaged. Twisters coming on the heels of Hurricane Beryl that struck Texas and Louisiana, leaving at least 8 people dead. More than 1 million still left without power to swelter in the Texas heat.
The mood on Capitol Hill these days uncertain as Democrats wrestle over President Biden's re-election and whether they should back his candidacy or continue urging him to bow out amid concerns over his ability to win in November. Former President Donald Trump reveling in the turmoil as he returns to the campaign trail.
Tonight I'm officially offering Joe the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world.
And that's when he challenged Biden to a, quote, man-to-man debate with no moderators and no holds barred, he said. The president hosting NATO leaders attending this week's summit in Washington. This is ABC News. A would-be carjacker facing charges after officials say Kentrell Flowers allegedly tried to steal a car sitting outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
What he didn't realize is that the people in the car were U.S. Marshals protecting the home of the Supreme Court Justice. One of the deputy U.S. Marshals firing 4 shots, wounding Flowers in the mouth.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. And history made in an operating room.
A Massachusetts man now has his voice back after a rare surgery. Marty Kedian is the first ever cancer patient to undergo a total larynx transplant.
I want people to know this can be done, and it's a process, but it's worth it.
The 59-year-old was part of a study aimed at opening the life-changing operation to more patients.
ABC's Rhiannon and Alley. Only 2 other people in the U.S. have had this surgery. Both of them had their surgery after injuries, not cancer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards carries the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Number 1 in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has reversed course and declared the use of unmanned absentee ballot drop boxes legal in time for the fall election. The 4-3 ruling was published Friday by the state's high court. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote in the court's majority opinion, quote, "We conclude that Wisconsin Statute 6874B1 allows the use of ballot drop boxes. For the reasons set forth below, we determine that the court's contrary conclusion in Tigan was unsound in principle, and as a consequence, we overrule it." Unquote. In several parts of the majority opinion, there were a number of references to various briefs and lawsuits filed on the issue. A significant portion of the opinion dealt with specific language on where ballots needed to be returned to, such as the municipal clerk versus the municipal clerk's office. But those ruling in the majority opinion also believed that if the state legislature wanted to ban ballot drop boxes, they could pass a law. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kyle L. Washa, 40, Apprentice, passed away unexpectedly on Monday, July 1st in Phillips. Kyle is survived by his parents, his siblings, Bo, Luke, and Mitchell Washa, and by many other loved family members and friends. A celebration of life for Kyle will be held from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 27th at the Prentice Recreation Center in Prentice. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kyle L. Washa, 40, Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Stand by.
Okay, are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
It's a fun job. You know, I had a lot of bad jobs before this. I got fired from all of them. One job I got fired from, this is true, I used to be a house painter. I used to paint the outside of people's homes. And how I got fired from that job is, long story short, I painted the wrong house. It's 100% a true story. I guess we got the address wrong, and whoever lived in that house left for work early in the morning, you know, stupidly assuming no one's going to paint their home. And then we pulled in the driveway like 1 second later and committed a crime for 8 hours in the sun. And then our boss finally found us. This was like before smartphones. He finally found us. He was like, oh my, you guys painted the wrong house. And this is how we solved the problem. Now pay close attention, right? We packed everything up and drove away.
Wipe the sleep from your eyes and crank it up. Good morning.
98Q Country.
Every now in a bed this town, it's like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when the wine is gone like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ain't getting that. Alcohol, I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. With a kiss on her lips just like cyanide. Yeah, she came with a warning. But I did it my. I'll go out on that high every time. She's my pretty little poison.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Baby, taste the moon shining off of your lips. I wanna see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't opened yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already left, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely on. Either way, the thought is turning me on, and I can't shake it, girl, I'm wide awake, so if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. Hope you get lonely tonight. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely tonight. Girl, if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's make. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. You know I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no.
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after.
And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirls. Don't you wanna take me away? And lay me on down, girl, with the wild kind of loving you made. For God's sake, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I know you've heard that worn out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding. Baby tonight.
baby tonight.
All right, a little country classic, a Park Manor country classic with John Michael Montgomery and Be My Baby Tonight. Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwy.com. And, of course, they're on Facebook, too, if you want to check them out there. We're going to see temperatures into that 80, 83 range for the next probably 3-4 days even. We're at 55, 56, 58, actually 58 degrees already. And our chance of rain is very minimal. May see a passing thunderstorm at some point over the next 4 days, but not much. Not much. Should be some nice weather. What's that wind going to be doing today? Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10. An absolutely beautiful day. My wife would say a little too warm. She likes it 60s and low 70s, but I've made it very clear to her that when it comes to weather, she is a weirdo. Weirdo. Please don't tell her that. She knows. But my wife does not enjoy the warm weather, but 80 is absolutely perfect for me. So right now, I guess it's just all about me. We've got Reality Radio on the way for you. After 8, we're going to start introducing you to festival time around the Northwoods here in northern Wisconsin. We do things a little bit later in the summer. We do Pioneer Days. We do Flamborama. We do the Price County Fair. And we do Prentice Progress Days, all basically late July and the month of August. Well, there's other festivals, of course, going on. But as far as some of the carnivals and stuff like that, that's what we do up here. Brewers take one on the chin last night. They'll lace them up again tonight at AmFam Field. Some of the news headlines, millions of people without power in Texas, the first hurricane to hit the U.S. this year, has created billions of dollars worth of damage down in Texas. AccuWeather estimating that the total economic loss in the United States from Hurricane Beryl is between 28 and 32 million. As of yesterday, at least 8 deaths reported with that. Very, very heavy rain and flooding has been the big issue with that. And power outages, and now they have heat to go with the power outages that they've had, really, really warm temperatures. So they're struggling in Texas to get through that. Boy, the Grand Canyon. Let me just tell you, ask you this. If you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, I went to the Grand Canyon once. It was cold and windy, so we didn't spend a lot of time there. But when you see the Grand Canyon and all its massive enormity and depth and what is like a mile deep or whatever it is, do you ever say to yourself, man, I would like to climb down into that thing? Or is the view from the top, is that enough? Is that enough for you? Do you look down there and kind of go, I get it. All right, pretty cool. You read about the history of it and the fact that there's certain tribes that still live in parts of the Grand Canyon. It's very intriguing, the history and everything. But I tell you what, the last thing that crossed my mind when I saw that canyon was to hop on a mule and go down in it. That was, that was not on my list of contemplations for the Grand Canyon. People like to do that, and it's not the safest thing in the world. A third hiker in just 3 weeks, has died while attempting to hike the Grand Canyon. This was a 50-year-old guy who was found unresponsive on the Bright Angel Trail on Sunday. So they have guided ones they take down. See, that would even be something that probably not interested in, but some people like to just hike it on their own. And I don't know. You gotta know what you're doing. Police in Memphis this morning are looking for a woman who shot and killed a fast food driver. Right through in the drive-through. Did that on Monday night. She got into an argument with a fast food employee, and the shooting occurred at a Church's Chicken. And police have released a photo also of the person who apparently did that. John Hopkins University received a $1 billion donation from Bloomberg Philanthropies this week. How about that? A billion dollar check. A Minnesota State Patrol trooper has been charged with manslaughter and vehicular manslaughter He is being accused of driving without his lights or sirens and hitting and killing an 18-year-old in May. So that's some of the stories that you may hear about going on today. Of course, the presidential election is looming in the first week of November. What is it, July, August, September, October, November? So we're about 4 months away from the election. Donald Trump does not have a vice presidential candidate yet, which isn't that uncommon, but usually within 4 months. I mean, it used to be, when I was a kid, get out of my yard. But it used to be, a year and a half ahead of time, someone would announce their candidacy, and then they would announce their vice presidential candidate. But Donald Trump is trying to decide that. And the Democratic side, the Democrats are trying to decide, it's a virtual tug of war, whether Joe Biden will be the candidate or not. Or if it isn't, and then Kamala Harris appears to be the one that would take over if Joe Biden is not able / willing / allowed, whatever word you want to use in there. It's an ongoing discussion. Let's just leave it at that. CompleteRainGutter.com will talk about your rain gutters. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years at Complete Rain Gutter. Check out for a quote, CompleteRainGutter.com. Busy reality. Well, I want to say busy, but we're going to talk Pioneer Days in Butternut. So Glenn will stop by to do that. We'll talk about NCCU, Northwoods Community Credit Union, has some great things going on, including the Golf Classic, which is a week from Saturday. So folks will stop by from there. Ron Nolan going to join us. It is What Is It Wednesday with Nemuth Implement. And he'll join us at about 9:15. Big G said he wanted to come in later in the 9 o'clock hour and talk a little bit about Big G's favorite places to eat and maybe even give something away. And I think Dave and Tanya are going to join us from Northwoods Greenhouse. Maybe get some summer projects done as far as planting and stuff like that. We'll talk with Dave and Tanya about that. Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream, too. And that'll be all part of Reality Radio after 8 o'clock here this morning. So let's get to some news, get you updated, get the day moving here at 7:32. ABC kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the remains of Hurricane Beryl move north, millions of people are still sweating it out in the aftermath. ABC's Victor Elkendo's in Houston.
Debris flying through the air, power lines down, buildings damaged. Twisters coming on the heels of Hurricane Beryl that struck Texas and Louisiana, leaving at least 8 people dead. More than 1 million still left without power to swelter in the Texas heat.
The mood on Capitol Hill these days uncertain as Democrats wrestle over President Biden's re-election and whether they should back his candidacy or continue urging him to bow out amid concerns over his ability to win in November. Former President Donald Trump reveling in the turmoil as he returns to the campaign trail.
Tonight I'm officially offering Joe the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world.
And that's when he challenged Biden to a, quote, man-to-man debate with no moderators and no holds barred, he said. The president hosting NATO leaders attending this week's summit in Washington. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Meanwhile, a federal judge is ruling that a protest group that sued Milwaukee cannot march into the hard security perimeter at the Republican convention. The American Civil Liberties Union says Milwaukee's protest plans for the RNC violate its free speech rights. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has reversed course and declared the use of unmanned absentee ballot drop boxes legal in time for the fall election. The 4-3 ruling was published Friday by the state's high court. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote in the court's majority opinion, quote, we conclude that Wisconsin Statute 6874B1 allows the use of ballot drop boxes. For the reasons set forth below, we determine that the court's contrary conclusion in Tigan was unsound in principle, and as a consequence, we overrule it. Unquote. In several parts of the majority opinion, there were a number of references to various briefs and lawsuits filed on the issue. A significant portion of the opinion dealt with specific language on where ballots needed to be returned to, such as the municipal clerk versus the municipal clerk's office. But those ruling in the majority opinion also believed that if the state legislature wanted to ban ballot drop boxes, they could pass a law. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games or 5 or 6 hits.
The two teams playing again tonight, closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Oudé, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why? I'm coming over. I'm all alone, but you're on my phone, telling me you miss me and that you're at home. Who knows what we are in the morning? All I know is I want you, so I'm coming. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why?
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Revival. I'm a bottle in a bottle. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon, standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell, my angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. Man, she loves that song, that sums her up about right. Try your hand, tip the band, and that girl just might let you pull her close underneath those neon lights. She'll ring more than Friday night. Don't think that she does it, cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You could try to love her, but she'll leave. Skin on your soles, your heart will pay the price. You can see it in her eyes. Don't think that she does it, cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, but she'll leave.
Mr. Matt Stell at 98Q Country, breaking in boots, or is doing that, we're breaking in some 7:45, it's a quarter to eight, beautiful sunny morning, just absolutely perfect out there this morning, just enough humidity so you don't have to, you know, it's just one of those mornings where you step out the door and you're always expecting at 7 in the morning for it to be cool, so you just kind of step out the door and you're like, ooh, somebody left the heater on a little bit overnight. I think it's wonderful. Wonderful out there. We're going to visit with Dave and Tanya from Northwoods Greenhouse a little bit later on, one of our featured businesses of the month. Get you talking about, maybe doing something with your place there, some outdoors, some planting and stuff like that. We've got Wednesday Night Live going on in Park Falls. Knights of Columbus going to be doing some food down there. They've got some, burgers and some ribs down there too. And so some good food down there along with the beverages. And West Avenue Band, good local guys, classic rock, upbeat trio from northern Wisconsin here. So the West Avenue Band will be the live Wednesday Night Live feature group. Comes up tonight, and that will start at 6 o'clock. Oh, it's not just ribs, Joel, it's Gary's famous barbecue ribs down there with the Knights of Columbus tonight. Now, the Park Falls Library, very busy with events going on today. We'll talk a little bit more about this during Reality Radio, but if you want to take your kids down for a fun little show, 10:30 this morning, they've got Mike Schneider in. He's a musician, and he loves polka music and loves to share it with the youngsters. So join Mike as he introduces your kids to the official dance of Wisconsin, the polka. So it's a toe-tapping program. It's part of their Adventure Begins at Your Library summer reading program. It's free of charge. There's another one Thursday, Friday. We'll talk more about that during Reality Radio. Thank you to BW Paper Systems for bringing Mike and the pint-sized polka show to the Park Falls Library. Free show this morning starting at 10:30.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. The 44-inch Carlisle LED ceiling fan is dimmable and has a variety of color temperatures. Save big money on Patriot Lighting ceiling fans at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my... Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus. Unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy Drummond thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees, extra.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
98 Q Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mama's let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you couldn't could have been love. I knew my old four couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. Yes, is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Yeah, 'cause I've been on Oh, that